Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. New Delhi welcomes UK crackdown on anti-India extremists, calls on China to ensure Indian passengers are not harassed during transit. India steps up humanitarian aid as Sri Lanka struggles with post-cyclone devastation. Thailand launches airstrikes along disputed border with Cambodia amid escalating tensions. In shooting, India conclude ISSF World Cup final campaign with 6 medals, including 2 gold. China tops medals table. And now the news in detail. India has welcomed the steps taken by the UK government to sanction anti-India extremist entities aimed towards strengthening the global fight against terrorism and extremism. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, such individuals and entities pose a threat not just to India and the UK, but to people across the world.
We welcome the steps that have been taken by the UK government to sanction anti-India extremist entities which strengthen the global fight against terrorism and extremism and help to curb illicit financial flows and transnational crime networks.
On internationals travelling to China, Mr. Jaiswal called for respecting the regulations governing international air travel by the Chinese side. He also said Chinese authorities are also expected to provide assurances that Indian citizens transiting through Chinese airports will not be selectively targeted, arbitrarily detained or harassed.
We expect the Chinese authorities to provide assurances that Indian citizens transiting through Chinese airports will not be arbitrarily detained or harassed, and that regulations governing international air travel would be respected by the Chinese side. MEA would advise Indian nationals to exercise due discretion while travelling to China or while transiting through the country.
The MEA spokesperson also dismissed Pakistan's remarks claiming Arunachal Pradesh being part of China, stating that the state will remain an integral part of India. 700 metric tons of emergency relief supplies arrived today at Trincomalee on board INS Gharial, strengthening India's humanitarian outreach to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. The relief material is part of 1,000 tons that has been sent by Tamil Nadu. With the arrival of the latest consignment, the total volume of Indian relief assistance now stands at 1,058 metric tons, including 58 tons sent earlier. Sri Lanka continues to grapple with the aftermath of last week's cyclonic storm and subsequent flooding and landslides. The death toll has risen to 635, while thousands of families remain displaced and critical infrastructure has suffered extensive damage. Tensions have risen along the border between Thailand and Cambodia, with the two nations launching attacks and counter-attacks today, violating the ceasefire brokered by US President Donald Trump and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim just months ago following deadly fighting in July. The Thai army claims the latest confrontation began when Cambodian forces first fired in Ubon Ratchathani province, resulting in the death of one Thai soldier and injuring 4 others, prompting Thailand to respond with airstrikes against Cambodian military positions. Cambodia strongly denies starting the violence, instead accusing Thailand of launching an attack on its troops in Priya Vihar and Oldar Mianche provinces, with reports of shelling near ancient temples like Thamon Thom. The renewed conflict has tragically killed at least one Thai soldier and 4 Cambodian civilians, forcing approximately 35,000 Thai residents and thousands of Cambodian families to flee. The breakdown of the July truce was recently preceded by rising distrust, including Thai accusations that Cambodia had planted new landmines in the contested border zones. The root of this recurrent conflict lies in the 1907 colonial-era border map and long-standing nationalistic disputes over ancient Khmer temples like the Priya Vihar Temple, which was awarded to Cambodia by the International Court of Justice in 1962, a ruling many in Thailand still resent. India participated in the 4th annual Quad Humanitarian Assistance and Disaster Response Tabletop Exercise and Strategic Meeting in Honolulu, Hawaii. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the meeting underscored the Quad's commitment to reliable and effective life-saving support for the people of the region. The meeting, which was held between the 2nd and 5th of this month, brought together government officials from India, Australia, Japan, and the US to strengthen the Quad's disaster response capabilities across the Indo-Pacific. Under-Secretary of State for Political Affairs of the United States, Alison Hooker, arrived in New Delhi today. In a statement, the U.S. Embassy informed that the visit focuses on advancing the U.S.-India strategic partnership, deepening economic and commercial ties, including increasing American exports. It added that the visit also focuses on fostering collaboration in emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence and space exploration. During her visit to the national capital, Under-Secretary Hooker will meet with Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and other senior officials to discuss regional security, economic cooperation, and shared priorities in the Indo-Pacific. The embassy further informed that she will also visit the Indian Space Research Organization in Bengaluru and meet leaders from India's dynamic space, energy, and technology sectors to promote innovation in U.S.-India research partnerships and to explore opportunities for expanded cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the closing ceremony of the second World Health Organization or WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the 19th of this month. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda and Union Minister for Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav will also be present at the event. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Union Minister for Ayush Mr. Jadhav emphasized India's global leadership on traditional medicine and said that Ayush systems are being recognized worldwide as trusted solutions for holistic health.
This second edition marks another significant milestone in our collective global efforts of mainstream traditional medicine for the health, happiness and well-being of humanity. Friends, this summit will bring together ministers, policymakers, global health leaders, researchers, industry experts, and practitioners from across the world.
The three-day global summit will commence on the 17th of this month with the theme Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Japan today rejected China's claim that Japanese fighter jets interfered with Chinese naval training, leading to Chinese aircraft locking their radars onto the Japanese planes. Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Minoru Kihara said, the Air Self-Defense Force or ASDF jets maintained a safe distance from the Chinese military aircraft near Okinawa on Saturday. Japan has said Chinese fighter jets pointed their weapons targeting radar at two Japanese F-15s flying over international waters near Okinawa. A Japanese official, Kihara, called this a dangerous move. The Government of India today handed over a letter of interest or LOI to University of New South Wales, Australia to set up its campus in India. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan handed over the LOI along with his Australian counterpart Jason Clare to the university on the sidelines of the third Australia-India Education and Skills Council meeting in New Delhi. On to sports, in shooting, India concluded its ISSF World Cup final campaign today with six medals, including two golds in Qatar. Simranpreet Kaur Brar won gold in the women's 25-meter pistol and Suruchi Phogat took gold in the women's 10-meter air pistol. Sanyam Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar in the men's 50-meter rifle three positions and Anish Bhanwala in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol each claimed silver. Men's 10-meter air pistol world champion Samrat Rana secured India's lone bronze. China topped the medal table with four golds and nine total medals. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi welcomes UK crackdown on anti-India extremists, calls on China to ensure Indian passengers are not harassed during transit. India steps up humanitarian aid as Sri Lanka struggles with post-cyclone devastation. Thailand launches airstrikes along disputed border with Cambodia amid escalating tensions. In shooting, India conclude ISSF World Cup final campaign with six medals, including two gold. China tops medals table. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.